All right. Thank you for that. That song, by the way, Sailing by Christopher Cross. I just interviewed a guy who did a documentary on HBO about yacht rock and the number one yacht rock song of all time. Although What a Fool Believes also got votes, but no, it's definitely that song. And when you hear it at 9:40 on Tuesdays, you know it's time that I'm going to speak with the people over at SailSportsTalk.com. Once again, SailSportsTalk.com. And let's go to Karen Lyle, who is in jolly old London. And she's here because she got a chance to check out the HMS Dragon, which is really cool. Karen, what's going on? You went on an actual Royal Navy fighting vessel.
Yes, it was actually my first time on an active naval ship for any Navy. So it was really an amazing experience. It was actually in Portsmouth, which is about a two-hour train ride south of here, in south of London. But I was in the evening, and we speak on Tuesday morning, so that's where we're talking. And I'm actually in the afternoon, as you know, of course, 8 hours apart here.
Yeah, I've been
How can we do that?
I've been to Southampton. I've been in near Portsmouth, of course. That's a little bit more in Hampshire to the west. But growing up, the son of a Navy officer, I went on a lot of ships back in the day before Clinton closed all the naval bases up here. But there is something really cool about going on and seeing everything that's... And the HMS Dragon was about to deploy as well. So how is it that you got access, especially as a foreigner?
I know. Well, first of all, there is a special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom, Britain and England, as they call it, jolly old England. And there is a special relationship between the HMS Dragon and the Royal Thames Yacht Club. In fact, they have a plaque of the Royal Thames Yacht Club up inside the HMS Dragon on the same, just outside of the commanding officer's cabin. So it's just, you know, that special relationship exists. And because I'm a member of the Royal Thames Yacht Club, I had this opportunity.
So tell us about you weren't getting intel for the Taliban, obviously. So tell us what were you seeing? Because a couple of times in Fleet Week, I've been a guest over here. And every once in a while, they'll take me into combat control and the bridge. And some places you can't normally go. The only place I was off limits, I once toured the USS Ohio, which is a Trident submarine, and I was not allowed in the reactor, and I was quite fine being away from the plutonium. But where did you get to go on the Dragon?
Well, I went everywhere except for the engine room, and that was primarily because our host was he was a Lieutenant Jackson, and he didn't know as much about the engine room, and he wanted to save all the things that he showed us, which were to do with, he's a systems communications engineer. He knew a lot about this vessel. So we did get to go into the command center, and I wasn't able to take, of course, my phone or any kind of devices in there. That was not allowed. But it was at a time when the ship was not in, there were maybe about 26 people who were on the ship at any time, just making sure that everything's functioning properly and monitoring it when it's at the dock there, but there wasn't anyone in the command room except for us. And so he explained all of the different stations. And of course they have a Viper system, which is pretty awesome. And, all of the different stations and roles that people have as to what they do and how things happen in a battle situation and how people respond and the communication systems and so forth. It was really quite fascinating. I mean, we crawled all throughout the ship. It wasn't just in that one place.
Yeah, with the Dragon, of course, I looked this up, a Daring class, and it's got the Welsh Dragon on the front. And I did see it was affiliated with both Wrexham and Cardiff in Wales, as well as the Royal Thames Yacht Club. But it was in No Time to Die, that James Bond series, because it looks like people who try to get it looks like just a giant yacht. The island on it is basically a pyramid. There's a gun in the front. Everything, it's sort of like a giant computer chip floating around, isn't it?
Well, it's got some pretty heavy duty guns on the front that I think dispense all of their rounds. I don't know, something 40,000 in about 40 seconds. plus the Viper system. So, yeah, it's a little more than a computer chip.
Well, what I mean is it's just everything. It's like the Phalanx, which I know it has. And the, for people who don't know, those were invented after, you know, the Falklands with Exocet missiles. Basically, it's not humanly possible to see a missile coming and shoot it out. So what the Phalanx does is it shoots these things about the size of dice and just thousands and thousands of these steel dice, and it forms a little shield outside the ship, and that's what the missile hits. And this is all done by computers. So tell us about the Viper system, please.
Well, and this is something where I am not going to be able to tell you everything that I heard. So we're going to keep it a little bit more general. I can tell you that looking from the bridge down down across the front of the bow of the boat, there are these little chambers. And so there's maybe, I don't know, I didn't count exactly, but I'm going to guess maybe about 20 or 40 chambers. And there's buttons on the bridge that, and also in the command center, because they can operate from both places, where the chambers open up and the missiles, the anti-ballistic missiles come out and you know, shoot down something that might be coming in. Because this ship is an air defense for not only, you know, enemy aircraft in the air, but also for missiles that might be coming in towards the ship as well. And it was interesting because every single person on this ship, I think there's a little over 200 when it's fully staffed and they're out to sea, they are all firefighters. Every single one of them is qualified as a firefighter. And so most of the drills and the things that they do are basically going through the drills of if there is a fire or if there's, you know, something in any part of the ship, how to close that off, how to contain the fire, what to do, how to communicate with other people so that, you know, so that things can happen. And I didn't, you know, of course, I'm, you know, if you're going to be at war and you're going to have missiles fired at you, you're going to need to be able to have that. But I didn't realize how much effort goes into the training that they have to do on a regular basis to be able to just respond in an instant.
Well, you have to be so good at computers, too, because you think about, anti-air would be the Sea Scepters. You think about ship-to-ship or Harpoon missiles, which we gave them. They've got Wildcats, which are also sea-to-air. They've got Merlins. Those are anti-submarine as well. And then, of course, there's nothing like just putting a few miniguns on the front as well. So I just say, like, the reason I said it's like a floating computer chip is that there's, unlike the old days where you would see a battleship with, huge, six-inch guns, three and three, and in the back, three and three, and then on the sides you'd have tons and tons of other guns. You basically just see one gun in the front. It almost looks like a Coast Guard cutter, and little do you know, inside it packs a punch.
Right. Well, and, you know, speaking of the connection between the Royal Tenon Shot Club and the HMS Dragon, so what happens is the commanding officers, when they are off duty, they go and race for the Royal Thames Yacht Club in Taos.
Wow.
And they also have competitions. I think if I recall, Lieutenant Jackson said that he had been approved to go to, it was either New Zealand or Australia, for a competition between navies on sailboats. So, you know, very much sailing is connected to the social life, but also, you know, just the skills that anyone, you know, has who's out to sea, because you learn so much viscerally from just being on a small boat about the tides and the currents and the winds and so forth.
I don't know if you ever heard this story, but for those people who don't know, Cowes is on the Isle of Wight. It's right across. It's the more northernmost, and there's a very famous regatta that they would have at Cowes, C-O-W-E-S, and there is a story that just before World War One, when Queen Victoria had all her grandchildren, who all looked alike, like Kaiser Wilhelm and the Prince of Wales and Tsar Nicholas, that the Kaiser was wearing these rubber-soled shoes, kind of like tennis shoes, and all the English people pointed and laughed at him, and they said that him being insulted at Cowes, it was the real reason World War One started.
Mm. Do not insult
that,
royalty.
That's my cow story for you.
Well, that's so the Royal Thames Yacht Club, which I think was established in the mid 1700s, has just recently acquired a yacht club that they are going to be partnering with. It's becoming an extension of ours because we've been doing races and all kinds of things in cows, but there hasn't been a physical location there, but there now is. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go see it maybe my next time here. I'm going to be coming back to San Francisco in just a day or so, sometime the next couple of days. So I won't have a chance to jot on over to cows at this particular moment. But also, this is off season. It gets pretty cold and rainy here, you know. I'm gonna come back to San Francisco.
Oh yes, I've spent many a December and January over there. There's no doubt it gets that way. Anything you're going to do in London before you leave? Any sightseeing, museum, restaurants, what have you?
Well, actually, I will be a guest at the Oxford and Cambridge Club for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh.
And, it's going to be
an American Thanksgiving dinner, huh?
It's an American Thanksgiving dinner, and actually, many of the people who are coming over from New York are coming to this event, and I was invited as a member of an organization that we don't oftentimes say what we belong to, but it's not spies, I can assure you that.
Well, this is why it's cool to have fancy, rich friends, and they can tell us all the cool stuff they're doing. So,
Don't get that. It's fancy, skilled friends who have access. We don't go with that rich part.
All right. Well, I mean, the Royal Navy, our whole Navy is based on the Royal Navy. The Royal Navy at one time made an empire. You know, England didn't have a very good land army, but on the seas, you know, Britannia rules the waves. So I'm jealous you got to go on a... on the Dragon. Pretty cool, Karen.
Well, pretty cool that you had all that experience with your dad and going on all those vessels that you've been on that I haven't been on. So I get to hear about yours, too. I love it.
SailSportTalk.com for more information. Safe travels. We'll see you at home.
Okay, we'll see you soon.